From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. The Missouri Judicial Performance Review Committee released evaluations yesterday of 49 judges who were up for retention under the Missouri Nonpartisan Court Plan. Under the plan, judges are appointed by the governor, and after a year, people vote on whether to keep or oust those judges. Just 6 counties are a part of the Missouri Nonpartisan Plan, including St. Louis County, St. Louis City, and Jackson County. The review committee voted on whether judges met overall judicial standards of being fair and impartial. Dale Dorhoff is the committee chair. He says the review helps voters choose someone who's demonstrated they're qualified to sit on the bench.
Our goal is to provide people information because the people are interested in retaining good judges who are fair and impartial, prompt and efficient, and who provide equal justice for all.
The 21-person committee used surveys from lawyers and jurors to evaluate the performance of each judge. Questions ranged from topics of bias to how prepared the judge appeared for the case. For the first time in the history of Missouri's nonpartisan court plan, retired judges served on the review committee. Voters can see the results of the committee's evaluations at yourmissourijudges.org. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Chris Koster has released 4 years of tax returns showing his income has declined during his recent term as attorney general. Koster's tax returns show an adjusted gross income of nearly $241,000 in 2012, more than half of which came from investments. That declined to nearly $172,000 in 2013 as he began a second four-year term in office. It declined every year since, and in 2015, it was at $114,000. His 2015 income consisted mainly of his attorney general salary. Republican gubernatorial candidate Eric Greitens has said he will release tax information, but has not yet done so. MU researchers discovered issues between Missouri rural employers and their employees who had breastfeeding infants. According to Wilson Majay, an assistant professor at the MU School of Health Professions, employers try to accommodate mothers who need a private space to pump and feed their babies, but only when people approach them directly. He said there appeared to be a lack of communication on both sides, but that the mothers are not being given their rights willingly.
I felt more like the employers were saying the mothers are not picking up, they are not asking for what they need. And I mean, we are talking about businesses here, so anything that can cut costs at times to take that.
Majay said the town where he conducted the study has a breastfeeding coalition which works with local government to raise awareness for the issue. More Missourians are wearing their seatbelts this year, but accident-related deaths are also on the rise. A study from the Missouri Department of Transportation found that there was a 1.5% increase in drivers and passengers who wore their seatbelts while in the car. MoDOT also found that nearly 700 people have died in a car crash so far this year, which is an 8% increase from this time last year. MoDOT spokesperson Scott Jones says MoDOT is also working with law enforcement to improve trafficking techniques and education on road safety for young drivers. Roots and Blues Barbecue kicks off its 10th year today in Stevens Lake Park. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg has more on what's new this year and how the festival sets itself apart.
With Roots and Blues celebrating its 10th year of existence and 4th year in Stevens Lake Park, the runners at the festival came up with subtle ways to celebrate. The staff created a new logo that art crew and visuals director Lisa Bartlett says will be all over the festival. Owner Richard Price says he believes what sets Roots and Blues apart from other festivals is not only its park location, but the general atmosphere.
We kind of like what we're doing here. You know, it's a beautiful park. The music, we think, speaks, of course, volumes about what we're trying to do. But it's kind of like a chill kind of scene here in the park, you know, and that's the way we want it.
Price also said to evoke some of the memories of past festivals, they tried to book some artists that have played the festival before. I'm Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News.